Are.
Never before in history did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Everything's automated now. We have email and the post office at the same time. We're going to have to explain that. You'd be like, Grandpa, what was paper? You'd write your little letter on a piece of paper, and then you'd fold it up and put it inside of another piece of paper that had a little door on it. And that was called an envelope. Some people called it an envelope. Those people were lunatics. And you take your letter to a dangerous, uncomfortable place called a post office. You'd wait around for hours in the lack of eye contact. Till you finally got to talk to an angry, misshapen man. That man would sell you a little sticker you could put on your envelope, and you'd lick it and get cancer and give it right back to him. That's when they would deliver my letter. No, son, a bunch of stuff happened after that. They'd shove it in a slot in the back wall where there were more angry people. Put it on an airplane. It would travel hither and yon across the country, sometimes for weeks, till someone finally discovered it was on the wrong aircraft. And that's when they would deliver... No, son, not yet. That's when they would accidentally deliver it to the neighbor of the person that you sent it to in the first place. Then that man, based on his relationship with his neighbor, would decide whether or not that man was going to get his mail.
Okay, how many of you just agreed with that? I love it. Oh, you got to have a funny Friday, right? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you are that you've got this tuned up and on volume 50 at least on your dial, or you're streaming live. I don't care how you listen to it. I'm just glad you are. And so we have a lot to talk about. We have in the last hour of the show today, we have a wonderful survivalist coming on, mountaineer calling in from the East Coast, working in the mountains himself on a daily basis. He actually takes groups up and teaches them how to live off the land and what they can, all the resources, what they can do. And this is great. This is going to be a great hour in the next hour. Even if you're going camping, we're talking about all kinds of things that can really, really help help us know what to do and when to do it. If something big happened and you had to go and you had to flee somewhere, where would you go and how would you live? So he's going to be answering a lot of great questions. And by the way, next week, Dennis Prager and Roger Stone next week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I have a gentleman from the Eastern Turkestan National Movement Organization talking about China, those imprisoned in China, 3 million imprisoned in China. And so he'll be talking about that, and that'll be kind of interesting, too. We also have a guest next week talking about the drugs that Assange has been given and how destructive mentally they are. Can you imagine our government doing this to prisoners, doing this to anybody by force? And so she'll be on the show outing that and exposing that. I really appreciated the comments from yesterday's show. We were talking about the war on poverty, and we were talking about as far as the scam on poverty, the scam on hunger. And when I say that, I mean, I know your reaction might have been my first reaction to that. Oh, no, we have starving people in every country. Well, there's a different tale to tell, isn't there? And so grab that podcast. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, that podcast is up, and it's very intriguing on how in the 60s, when you have a lot of haves and not a whole lot of have-nots, really, comparatively to the rest of the world, how do you convince a nation that they need socialism? How do you convince a nation? Well, you start implanting the idea that that we have millions and millions and millions of people starving, and you start implementing programs through Congress, and you start taking more money from the middle working class, and you start saying to them that we have to solve this never-ending problem here in America. And from the 60s on forth, you know, it's kind of amazing how they were able to do this, and in the way, and we talk about it in more depth. We talked about it yesterday, but it's just always crazy to me how that works. So I welcome your input in this hour, 888-673-1450. It's open phone lines, too. You can call up with something on your mind, too. I hate to jump around a lot, but there's so many different kinds of things going on that there's several things that I want to comment on or talk about in this hour for sure. By the way, Mother's Day is Sunday, so I'm giving you a heads up if you don't know. I certainly am really blessed to have our blended family. I have five kids altogether, and it is a huge blessing in my life and the biggest blessing in my life. So always grateful for my own children. And I'll tell you, there's so much. Where do we want to start today? Let's start with the post office, since I just went over that clip. I want to tell you what Alexandria and Bernie, the two socialist minds, got together. I don't know, maybe both minds together. You got half a brain. I'm not quite sure. But this is in any case, here is the clip. And then caller, if you'll just hang on a second, I'll take the caller in just a moment. But this was Alexandria talking about how they wanted to have a nonprofit bank at the post office. Here we go.
What we can then say is, A, we should have a non-for-profit public option for basic banking services, a number of ways.
I hate to inform her, but we do have credit unions. They are non-profit and work as banks. So just, you know, I mean, why work with the pesky facts? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate. I've been listening all week about the discussion between you and Uncle Milty and the other input about hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And my closing points on the thing, because I've been listening to it, I'm an old dog, and I remember the days when I had to get my cupcake money up for the starving kids in India in grammar school.
Yes.
And then one day India exploded a nuclear bomb, and I'm saying, why aren't you feeding your people instead of blowing up stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Sure.
So that kind of tore it for me mm-hmm. 40 years ago, mm-hmm. you know? But they've turned hunger into an industry.
Yes.
What the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton did with the fear of racism for the last 45 years by earning a living selling that, mm-hmm. and what Gore did selling global warming, they've done the fear of people going hungry, and they've turned it into a profit center.
Amen.
And I heard Uncle Milty's comments about some of the slogans and mm-hmm. cute little phrases mm-hmm. that they use to suggest hunger. It's because they can't come right out legally and say they're feeding people if they're not, because that would be raising money under false pretenses.
Yes.
And there's plenty of consumer law, and there's plenty of charity law, and there's even under the RICO Act, that would be actionable criminally. So that's
Amen.
Where they come up with all the cute phrases to suggest things. But there's so much money spent mm-hmm. on food. You pointed out all the statistics this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it goes even beyond the things you mentioned, but I do believe, though, there is hunger in the United States. Mm-hmm. However, it's got nothing to do with a lack of food. It's either people who are infirm or shut-ins
mm-hmm.
or children who are the product of parents who live criminal or drug mm-hmm. lifestyles.
I agree with you on that. There is hunger. When they're talking about hunger, they sort of categorize it as starvation, as this is such an mm-hmm. emergency that we have to come and take money from you, citizen, and then we have to give it to 50 million people because 50 million people are starving. And that's why I asked Uncle Milty, look around. When was the last time you saw somebody emaciated from hunger in the United States? If anything, we have an obesity problem.
In fact, mm-hmm. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, says mm-hmm. that the fattest amongst us in our population and the most obese are the poor.
Yes.
If you have no food, then where do you get the calories to get that fat, 100, 150, 200 pounds overweight?
You have to maintain it, right? So you have to eat enough to maintain that. You're exactly right. And people can say, yeah, but we're talking about nutritious diets. Well, then talk about nutritious diets, but don't couch it as hunger. Because I can go to Kenya and I can actually witness people that are hungry, that are starving, that have
Correct.
That do not have food, adequate food at all. And so there you can actually see it, and that's why they say it. Here,
right.
it is couched as what? Food insecurity. Well,
yeah.
Food insecurity, I guess we're all insecure about where the next paycheck is coming, because a lot of people
exactly.
are paycheck to paycheck.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
I count my blessings when
right.
my refrigerator's full and on a rainy day my
sure.
roof is not leaking. You know, I think
exactly.
I'm doing pretty good.
Exactly.
You know, but
yeah.
The other thing is, we've all seen it,
mm-hmm.
and people don't want to talk about it, and that's the people who are selling their food stamps
Yes.
in the parking lots across America to
yeah.
turn it into cash to buy alcohol or drugs.
Yeah, I totally
That's
agree
part of
you.
It, too. There's a PSA that goes on in this country, a
mm-hmm.
public service announcement about an organization that claims they can provide five meals for a dollar.
Wow.
And 5 years ago, they were saying 1 out of 7 were hungry. Then it was 1 out of 6. 3 years ago, they started with 1 out of 5 are hungry. If you take the $74 billion spent on the food stamp program in 2017 and gave it just to these people, according to their numbers, if you do the math, it's really cool. You could shut down every food service that you mentioned yesterday, 10 more that I can think of, and every grocery store, because these people would be able to supply 3 square meals a day, 365 days a year, if their numbers are honest, to every single American.
Yes, I totally love your points, and I totally agree with you. And a lot of these organizations, they're getting money from the taxpayers to do these things. It's not like they're all just getting donations from us on top of everything else. They are getting government money, and it's everywhere. When you can build a scam like this and say, well, this starvation's going on everywhere except around you, that's why you don't notice it. Well, I think that we need to wake up a little bit and say, if there were 50 million people starving in America, you would notice, because you'd be passing by them all the time.
You would see the parades of hearses every morning going down your street. You would see the 700 names in the newspaper who passed away yesterday.
Exactly. 1,500 people a year pass away in America over, they say, starvation. But it couldn't be because of disease. It can be because of a lot of different things, too, even on those 1,500 people.
Exactly, and like I say, it's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If there's any hunger, it's not a lack of food. It's definitely poor choices for lifestyle.
Yeah.
And may I share one story with you about how our government has just enabled people to be even less self-determined?
You've got about 1 minute. Shoot, go for it.
Okay, real quick. This is in Upper New York State in the farm countries. Actual story. I'm very close to this situation, so I know exactly what's going on. They had a bus that had to pick up this kid to go to school every day, and they have a rule that the kid can't walk a certain distance unaccompanied by an adult to there. His house is about 200 yards off the road. And the bus would wait for this kid to be escorted down by an adult, and many times nobody showed up. The bus driver wasn't allowed to climb the hill and go help the little kid. The way they solved it was they now send a limousine to the kid's door because the mother's so drugged out she can't walk the kid down the hill at 7 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning. They now send a limousine for $76 a day to pick this kid up at the door because the kid can walk out of the door on his own the 20 feet.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. All right.
It's just really sick.
And I liked
your comments this week about, you know, your own personal responsibility.
Yeah.
I was born disabled, and my mother raised me with one simple rule. My job every day when I left the house to go outside and play was not to become my neighbor's problem.
I love it. Not become your neighbor's problem. Thank you so much. Great way to end that segment. Be right back on the show. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Well, this weekend we celebrate all the mothers in our lives, so just wanted to remind you. It's a Mother's Day weekend. Well, of course, we'll make it a weekend. See, when it's Father's Day, it's just one day. But when it's Mother's Day, we get a whole weekend. That's how I look at it, right? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining me. A host of things to talk about. Like I said in the opening opening segment of the show, basically, you've got Alexandria and Bernie joining intellectual forces to bring you the post office nonprofit bank. Yep. Government run bank. Do they not know about central banking? Okay. Anyways, and do they not know about credit unions? Just pesky facts. Anyways, so she's out there touting her latest and greatest, And so in the theater production called Congresswoman from New York, where she plays the starring part, she actually won the part out of 10,000 people. Truth. This is her boneheaded next idea. So anyway, let that lie. Ah, I loved the MAGA, Make Alexandria Go Away. I just got the biggest chuckle out of that. Okay. And by the way, it's my son's, my baby of the family, my son's 17th birthday today. I know. Can you believe it? The caboose. One more year. One more year of raising another kid to adulthood. Let's hope it goes well. All right. So here you go. Here's a couple of the things that have been on my mind or are going on right now. And let's take the first one. The first one, and you can call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I will get to the wall in just a second. We'll talk about the latest on that. James Comey saying that Donald Trump will be indicted possibly after presidency now. You know your theories are steeped in nonsense when you just keep kicking that can, right? down the road is how we say. It's very interesting to watch as they're basically outing themselves in all their statements. That which you have within, can you see without? Good old Shakespeare. They're basically pointing the finger at themselves, and it's always kind of fun to watch, isn't it? So just kind of keeping that on the radar, just kind of strange. I also wanted to, let's see here. By the way, I can go over a couple of guests coming up on the show. Prager is coming on, Dennis Prager, talk show host. Also, Roger Stone next week. And then also Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever, Ted Nugent, coming on the end of May as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. But a lot of things going on with the border, with the moon. I'll talk about Jeff Bezos in a second. And also, there's a host of things. Oregon is expanding their assisted suicide, of course. They're just trying to get as liberal as they possibly can with nothing standing in their way. Good old Oregon. What happened to Oregon? Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, there. I don't know if you saw in the news that Biden was doing his campaign in California, so he had to go full socialist and decide that illegal aliens are going to get free health care.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that it's our duty. It's our duty to give to both, even though the citizens will pay for it, though, which I found kind of interesting. Yeah, he's, you know what? I don't know how people rally around this guy. But he's been a hot mess ever since he came in from the first time when he had to explain away his plagiarism and had to explain away all of his lies back in the 80s. And this guy is just keeps going. Does it shock you? This long?
He just gave the best commercial for an anti-campaign against him that you could possibly ask for.
Aren't they
and
all?
He just created it out of his own mouth.
Yeah, they all are. You have to just sit and just laugh. That's why I said the other day, it's just laughable politics now. You just have to sit and I'm with
this
you.
This is not, and this is not something that he said 10 years ago. He said it while he's running for the presidency. So it's not something that they said, oh, well, you have to understand that was his viewpoint 10 years. That is his viewpoint today, while he's running for president.
Yep, I know. It's staggering. It's staggering.
You know, Obama was anti, homosexual, anti-gay wedding and all that. Mm-hmm. Until he got in the presidency, and then he changed his viewpoint.
He was also,
but he knew never to say it on the campaign trail.
Oh, of course. And he was also anti NSA. Remember, he really went off on the NSA, and that's why a lot of conservatives went, well, maybe we should give him a chance, because a lot of people weren't buying McCain, and I can understand why. But at the same time, Obama, I mean, he was a total. Well, they both are puppets, but he was a total puppet, and people started caving in on that because he talked the good talk about the NSA. Kind of amazing what he stood for in the beginning to what he got into in his presidency. But I expect no less.
I think most Democrats were for Biden because they felt like he wasn't going to go full socialist. But now he's gone full socialist. Mm-hmm. And who do you got if you're a Democrat? You got nobody you want to go full socialist.
No, it's very, very true. It's very true. In fact, he said the other day, you don't really know me. And I felt like, yeah, that's right. We people don't really know what he'll be about. And the stuff that he's saying before to get into the presidency, that is spiraled out of control on steroids 100 times plus when they get in. So this will be very interesting to watch him implode. He'll never make it.
I mean, he's got his kids are under investigation for their actions in Ukraine and his own.
And China.
He, as the vice president, talked to a foreign dignitary, the president of Ukraine, to call the dogs off of his own son.
Yes, and he used his political power with money, loan money, and said, I'm going to withhold loan money if you don't do it. Yeah.
And he stated that he did it. This is not something that's insinuated or anything else. No, he said it publicly.
Yep. I'm waiting for the investigation on all the money they just got from China. But, you know, that's just me. Talk about foreign collusion.
Now they want to investigate the person who's running a massage parlor that's up in charges because they supposedly funneled money into Trump's campaign through a massage parlor in Florida.
There you go. There you go. I know. It just keeps getting deeper.
Yeah, it's not about the politicians directly.
Yeah.
But it's some person who owns a massage parlor.
Exactly. Yes. I believe me. It is. I don't even have words to describe anymore how outlandish it's getting. But there you go. And they're willing to do it because just like the outing of Alexandria's little tape for the staged play Congressman of New York, when she got the part, she didn't even care to come out and say, well, I've got the part. I mean, there's no behind the scenes anymore. It's almost just like all out there now because they think people don't care. So.
Well, if I was talking to Alexandra Cortez, I would just like run the sound of a garbage disposal, and then she'll just run away because I got a monster in my pocket.
Yeah, she's just a hot mess. Anyway, thank you. I really love the call.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, very, very true. By the way, Pope Francis, in his latest calling for the end of sovereignty, establishment of global government. Well, even some of my Catholic friends aren't big fans of the Pope, but are kind of seeing him for the global governance that he's been representing. And I'm glad that they're seeing it, too, because he's been all about this from the beginning. And he says the only hope for planetary salvation is the surrendering of sovereignty. Ouch. Which actually brings something up that I wanted to tell you about, too. And I know you've seen this. We've talked about it a little bit on the show, but not a whole lot. Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos unveils the plans for space colonization. Yeah, you heard me right. And he's basically had this out there for a little while. And this came out yesterday where he announced the plans for actual space colonization, called the space flight company called Blue Origin. And so planetary salvation is just what reminded me of this when the Pope said that. But we're going to build a road to space. And there's actually articles about real estate in space and making the South Pole of the moon inhabitable. So it's time to go back to the moon, this time to stay, he said. And so this ought to get good, you guys. Instead of saying, I'll sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona, we've now acquiesced to moon property. Yep, moon property. It's going to be for sale. So they said Earth is the best planet. It's not even close. Don't even get me started on Venus. Do you wonder about Jeff Bezos yet? Just saying. Mr. I love the CIA. So he identified two initial goals with Blue Origin that he would like to focus on, the radical reduction in launch costs and establishing resources for space. So he wants to begin sending them by 2019, although he actually came out and said within 4.5 years, they will start this entire insane process. I mean, as far as making sure that they're there, not yet sending a ton of people, but making sure that they're there. He said that they're going to go in a vehicle designed for space tourism, a suborbital vehicle, which uses liquid hydrogen, an incredibly efficient fuel source. He said, we're going to be flying humans in New Shepard this year. So I don't know if you've signed up yet or if you're going to, but we might not ever hear from you again. So if you do go up, devise a plan. I don't know what it could be, but you could probably devise a plan that that would help us know if you've kicked the bucket or not as they send people off hurling into space. And they tell us, you know, of course, they'll come back with footage that everybody's doing great and growing food, like in the movie Martian. So it ought to get interesting. Everybody's going to grow beards, and it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're on board with this and think that you have to escape Earth because it's getting so bad and humans are so terrible, as they keep selling us, wait till you try the moon. Should be loads of fun. I'm excited just thinking about it, actually. So, wow. You know, they've actually resorted, I think, to honestly trying to make this a thing, and then honestly trying to tell us that people are going there in droves. I will, of course, wonder what actually happened to the very people that sent themselves away. Also, we have Oregon speeding up the process of demise. They are expanding their assisted suicide programs to help us, they say. There are two bills, SB 579 and HB 2217. That are currently in the pipeline in Oregon related to the Death with Dignity Act, and the two amendments have been introduced to relating to a required waiting period for assisted suicide, as well as expanding the methods of acquiring medications. Yep, your little demise party that you've been dreaming about at maybe at the age 75, or if you just like to end your existence through assisted suicide in some way. They want to speed up the process for you. Maybe it's getting a little cozy in Oregon. I'm not quite sure. Maybe a few too many citizens. So just to kind of let you know, these things are on the horizon. When Bill Gates talked about population control, he wasn't kidding. A lot of these people have a lot of different ways for you to enjoy your last days here on Earth before you swiftly take care of business, I suppose. So whether you're flying to the moon, and I guess we'll see you at some point in another life, or whether or not you're going with these expanded programs, I can't even tell you how horrifying these are, especially for the people that don't want to have this happen to them, or the family just kind of gets tired of them and then, you know, basically says that they wanted it. Yeah, that's happened in Denmark. Women went down screaming, by the way, at her kids' hands. So just to let you know, there's a very dark side to this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show's Talk Border, too.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. Just to get you up to speed a little bit on the border, what's going on. And of course, I want to discuss something in foreign policy since we usually on Fridays go there and discuss those things not being discussed in mainstream, you know, because mainstream, well, they lie. So I like to actually talk about the things not being talked about in mainstream. But actually, as far as getting to the website, katedalyradio.com for podcasts of the show, share those far and wide with friends and family, if you will. Let's get America educated globally too. I know we have a lot of global listeners in so many different countries that I welcome you to the show, and I hope you share it as well. We just need more understanding, I think, and I'm always on the hunt for the truth, and I know that you are too, and I love your emails, by the way, and thank you for guest suggestions and all kinds of things that I get to enjoy on the show. It's really a lot of fun. So on the border, we just put through, instead of paying the Afghans, the Pentagon took that money and shifted it to the wall, $1.5 billion. I guess we got a whole another 80 miles. So, you know, at this pace, we'll be done by the year 3000, and we'll be able to build the wall. So I sure hope it goes a little quicker than this, because for the cost, $1.5 billion to build only 80 miles, think about the cost of each mile. Ouch. You think we're getting hijacked a little on that? Yeah, I think so. The first transfer was $1 billion for 60 miles, and now it's $1.5 billion dollars for 80 miles of the wall. If you had a company, do you think you could probably build it for less if you're in the private sector? I'm going to go with yes on that. We don't even realize that, people just chalk up the numbers. I think we hear billion and trillion so many times now, we don't even think about how much money that is. I truly, truly think so. Do you even think you could probably build that amount of wall? I know Israel's built that amount of wall for much cheaper. Don't you think you could? I would think you could. The whole entire wall is only about, what, 2,000 miles? I'm gonna go with yes, you could. So anyway, they're also saying they had a record April. And the amount, the percentage of the countries coming over here is quite, it's startling. It really is. April set another record, 109,000 apprehensions at the southwest border. So if you're looking at 109 that were actually apprehended, how many do you think were actually going through? Yep. We have such a huge problem here. Guatemala still leads the pack for the most migrants coming over in all categories, followed by on Honduras. And by the way, these are where the ads are running, where they're paying people to come on their radio stations. So it's a job. You can go claim your hourly rate or package rate to come here. But they just had a sharp drop off for Salvadorans, and overall 301,900 Guatemalans were apprehended. That means a whole lot more are coming through. And then we already have 815,000 Guatemalan nationals who have already lived here, most of them illegally. So all of this came out in the report, the border report. And just to let you know what a huge, huge problem. I know you do. I know that I'm preaching to the choir on this one. It's just when you start really looking at the numbers, and I've played clips from the Border Patrol and what they're up against, there's just not enough that can be said on this. We have such a huge problem. And it's not that we don't love enough. I'll tell you that much. I'm getting really tired of told I don't have any empathy. Well, you know what? I'd like to see a little respect for once. Coming into our country and obeying the laws to get into our country would be really, really nice. I can't believe we're at a point where we actually have to have a census to claim citizenship and to claim the numbers for citizen versus non-citizen. If you have to have a census that outs how many non-citizens and they're urging the non-citizens to claim themselves, you have a problem. That means we have citizens and non-citizens. That means we have a lot of people living here illegally. Oh, well. What's common sense anymore? I mean, don't think about that. Just think about love. And just love everyone, because all the people that are coming over, you know, of course, a lot of them are a hot mess. And they just did another report came out where they talked about all the sex fiends at the border and the drugs that are coming across. And it's pretty staggering. Court Cook Kirkwood for the New American actually came out with a great report and on this, really identifying a lot of the problem of convicted sex perverts that are showing up at the border, too. So for the added fun, you get to have a lot of different kinds of people coming over the border, and you get to even rent a kit, I guess, for $130 to get yourself over the border. But as the left thinks, we're not just loving enough. So you know what? I actually love our kids and citizens here enough to not let these people in. That's how much I love our kids. So my empathy is overflowing for those that are here that are saying that they don't want people like this coming into our country. And what's the only way that we have available to us to basically ward off all of the credence of society from coming into our country? Well, a vetting process does help. It doesn't solve the problem, but it certainly can help. So he did a great report, and I'm urging you to go and look at it. It's a CBP report that the kind of people that they are taking into custody, it's so out of control. Oh, my gosh. It's out of control. And we better do something. And at 80 miles a clip, we're not going to be able to do a whole lot. So we've got to get this. We've got to get this in gear. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
Hi there.
Just a couple of thoughts on ways to possibly solve these problems. Especially with Congress, since they can't seem to come to a resolution on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we should really put out there another House bill called, you know, Congress Adopts an Illegal Program. Because I really think that each one of these people that wants to just put it out there and get reelected, they need to pony up and adopt 100,000 plus. If they come over, they're yours.
Yeah.
They're going to stay at your house.
Yep.
They're going to stay with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're yours. You get to adopt them because you are so kind and generous and loving.
Right.
I also think that the president needs to try to pass another bill, or Republicans, mm-hmm. that, or all of them, I don't know that it will happen, mm-hmm. that a section of their retirement goes to pay for the wall.
Yeah. 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 I agree
with
you.
And we can flip it in at the last minute, and one of these horrendous, awful bills is going to pass. Mm-hmm. They'll never even know, and then boom, we got them.
Bingo. Thank you. Thanks. Really appreciate the call.
Thanks, Kate.
I love it. Yeah, it's insane. You know, we all know that drugs are coming over the border. We also all know that looks as though allegedly Wells Fargo kind of buoyed themselves up with all the funding from the drugs coming across the border. There's always bigger reasons as to why they don't want to have a wall. And so that's why they're so resistant at the turtle progress of 80 miles here and 50 miles there and making this seem like they're doing so well. And we're not. We're not building it fast enough. I absolutely know that when you look at these other countries, how quickly their walls went up, and our wall has now been, 20 years in the making, and we're like, I don't know, 400 miles in. Woo! We move quick. You know us, man. We want to get something done. We're getting it done. It's just, what do you do with miles of red tape? What do you do with all of these systems that we have created and put into place that are making this long? And if the American people aren't going to stand up and really get angry about this and just go along with 80 miles here and 20 miles there, each decade, we're going to continue to have this problem. By the way, people were wondering what happened to the fund for the wall, and there haven't been a lot of updates lately, so some people are getting kind of concerned about the $20 million that was raised, and they're wondering where that is. And so I should get him on the show. I'll work on that over the weekend. I'll try and get him on the show, the gentleman, the veteran that raised those funds, and see what's going on there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
These people are releasing into the country,
uh-huh.
Are they being instructed on how exactly to walk on eggshells?
Seriously.
Because uh-huh. if they come in and pull some kind of crime against an American
yeah.
citizen,
yeah.
I'd refer them to the office of Mr. Woodchipper.
Well, I'm with you. I just can't believe that we are in a state where we're fighting the mantra of you don't love enough. Wow. I never thought that would be the progressive stance, but here we are. And talk about treading so carefully that we're building in slow in turtle pace this wall that should have been up 2 decades ago, or even farther back than that, but they only started recognizing it 2 decades ago. Are you surprised? Are you surprised that we haven't made much progress? No.
No, and mm-hmm. no, and kind of yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people have got to get reelected, and we got to throw them out.
Yeah, I know. I know. We've been putting up with it for so long, and we don't see. We can't separate the rhetoric from the actions, and it's difficult. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. It's just so big. The problem is just so big. And so, yeah, the on the GoFundMe account, I guess with the updates, I think people are just wanting to know where that money is and what's really going on with that. I will try and get him on the show. But, people are saying, OK, we're applauding the fact that the Pentagon just approved this latest $1.5 billion and took money that we give abroad. Geez, thanks. You know, what shouldn't we could have done? Oh, we just could have done this so long ago. That's why it's such a total joke. But this $1.5 billion on the heels of the $1 billion. But when you take $1.5 billion and you only get 80 miles out of it, we have a problem. Israel can do this for a fourth of the cost. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And so as they plot along, it's great. We're getting some progress. But even though Trump was saying, I want the wall, he can't do it on his own. He has to, these agencies that they have to disperse of the funds. They've got to be, who's deciding how much they are getting per mile? When you get these funds released, we could actually build the whole wall for what they've already just released. The $1 billion plus the 1.5. We could have the wall by now, but if tomorrow they said we only get 10 miles now out of that entire amount, what would people do? Well, they would clap it at some money getting released, but they won't call them on the fact that this should never cost this much to do. And this is why you guys are, this is how you guys are playing the game. It's how you're playing the game and how you're representing it to the people. You might be spurting out some money here and there, but it's not going to very much. So we should have had this wall a very, very long time ago. We have too many people coming over the border, and we have too many organizations, Soros-backed organizations, that are paying people to come. And I think when, you know, when we were talking about the fact that they're playing radio ads in the countries where we're getting the most people, what does that tell you? It tells you that they're playing radio ads in the country where we're getting most people. Yet here we are going, now, are they really playing those ads? Yes, because that's where most of the people are coming from. But they come from all over the world. And that was one of the biggest messages, I think, a few weeks ago that we hit on, was they are coming from everywhere via those places that they're paying people to come from, too. So we have that huge, huge problem. So this is an undermining, it's treasonous activity for all involved that are from the United States to coordinate and be part of such organizations that are representing and from America that are actually paying people to come over the border. With the sex crimes, with the drugs, with the arms, with everything that we have coming over, when you can pay to have a child come over with you to take advantage of the progressive left crying mantra of, you know, the poor kids and what are we doing? You can pay to have a kid. Think about those parents that would allow their kid to get rented over the border by a stranger. Are those the kind of parents you want in the United States? Not me. Not me. I'm sorry. That must be the crud of their society, because I don't care how much empathy somebody has. You have to call that out. This is insane. This is just insane. And you notice how they went to love as their mantra. They don't have anything else. They're out of mantras. So now they've just gone to love. You're demonized for not loving enough. Well, then let it be so. Okay. Claim it. I guess we're not empathetic enough. You know, I'm so tired of fighting it. Okay, now build the wall. We have a lot of empathetic Americans. Great, build the wall. Let's do it. Let's do it so we can have a little bit of control over this in the vetting process. Not to exclude all people, but to basically say, we've had enough. Let's really start vetting, please. Or the caller was right. We'll send them to live in your house. And you can figure out, if they're a good guy, a bad guy, and you can go deal with it. That's to the point I am now. All right, back with Andrew Harrington from North Carolina. He'll be talking about surviving and in the mountains. This is going to be so fun. If you're going camping or if we get up to a point where we have to survive, he's a fantastic guest. We'll have him on next and be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Do you love sleep? Same here. How about saving money? I love it too. Well, then you're going to go nuts for the Memorial Day sale at Best Mattress. Save up to $1,000 on the brands you know and trust. Serta.